Yeah, so we're holding the Rosh. I want to talk about the Rosh a little bit. So the Rosh says, the Rosh brings the Yesh Ayman that in order to be called the Chatik Harib is Kaber, it has to be Mevushal. We already saw that in other Rishonim, we saw the Rosh, and the Berak Havayis holds that way, that it has to be Mevushal. We saw that the Rashba, even though the Mishmeres Havayis, the Rashba says it does not need to be Mevushal. But in the Chidushim in Yevamos, the Rashba also says that it needs to be Mevushal. The Rosh also brings the Yeshayimim. The Rosh is going to be chaylik on all of this, but he brings the Yeshayimim, it has to be Mevushal. And he brings the Yeshayimim that it has to be a chaticha, a whole behema, will not be called a chaticha riliskab, but even though it contains many chatichas. And our Yeshayimim, all the way to Feresh Taka, both the Rashba and the Ran, say that a chaticha rilis kavod, it has to be a chaticha that's not too big to give to Archim. But a chaticha that's too big to give to Archim is not called a chaticha rilis kavod until you cut it down. So that's like this Yeshayimim in the Rashba. The Rashba brings also Yeshayimim, this is Rabbeinu Tam, that if the feathers haven't been plucked yet, so it's not a chaticha rilis kavod. So it's Hatzad HaShavah Shabem that these Yeshayimim hold that in order to be called a chaticha rilis kavod, it has to be right to give to the Archim the way it is now. If it's too big and it has to still be cut down, or it's al behema, or if it's too has feathers, or if it's not mevushal, so it's not called the chaticha aruya leiskabed. So the Rosh is chaylik. The Rosh says the svara why the Rosh is chaylik. He says that chaticha aruya leiskabed is a chashivus, and it's like eshedaki limanos. Just like by Eshedaka Limonos, I don't care that it's raw. Any of the Shishadvarim and the Mishnah are things that are raw. It doesn't matter. That doesn't take away from the Chashivas of being Daka Limonos. So by Chaticha Rilis Kavod as well, it's just a shear that it's a big enough piece to give to Archim. And I don't care that it's not raw yet to give to the Archim the way it is. He says it's a Kavachim. Madoch, a Chaticha Rilis Kavod is called, is Choshiv, and it's the equivalent to Eshedaka. So a whole behemoth that contains in it many chatichos is certainly not less choshuv, not yet choshuv than that. So first of all, I want to speak. I mean, what's exactly nekudas hamachlokes between the Rosh and these other rishonim? The other rishonim say chaticha rilis kavod. That it's really the way it is now. You can give it right now. You can serve it to an oirech. If it needs further preparation, it's not called the chaticha rilis kavod. And the Rosh says it's a kavach chomer. Madach chaticha rilis kavod is madach chaticha is rilis kavod. So if it's an even bigger chaticha, then it's madach chaticha rilis kavod lifnei orchem is choshuv. So a whole behemoth that has many chatichas in it, kavach chomer that it's choshuv. So the Lashon of Rosh at the beginning, Sim Lamed Vav, is that how to come a royal scab of Neorchim, lav the name shit a ruik maishi atof? Doesn't have to be royal the way it is now. Elamishim shir naktimon. It's just a shir. The gdoyla kihai, it's so big, shir uyul litin lif neorech nichbad. Achashin is bashal. It's so big that later on you'll be able to give it to an erech. So what's the Rosh saying? So, bashkof rishayna, it'd be tempting to say that the pshad is that the Rosh learns the chaticha rilis kavod really just a shear in size. Rilis kavod means it's such a big chaticha you can give it to an erech. So the simple reading of the lashon is that way. The simple reading is lav l'nei mishtei roi k'meishi ato ela mishum shear naktinon digdoy l'ki hai shiroi litin lifnei erech nichbet. It's so big that I can give it to an erech. So if it's even bigger, so nachbesa, it's even bigger. So it's even more. And then he compares it to eshedak l'limnos. So l'chara, one could say that the Rosh learns that the din of chaticha rilis kavod is the sheer gadol. It's a sheer of size. Such a big chaticha is choshev. But I don't think that could be. Anybody have a raya not that way? That's not merely a sheer of size.
If it's too small.
What?
If it's smaller, then
the smaller is bottle. If it's too small to give to an erech, it is bottle. It's like a raya that the Rosh is learning. You can't simply say that chaticha rilis kavod is just a sheer size. I don't care if you could really give it to an erech. You can't really give it to an erech. It's not cooked. It has feathers. You're not going to give it to an erech. But it's a sheer, it's just a sheer, it's just a way of, it's just a fancy way of saying that it has to be a certain size chaticha. If it was just a sheer of size, then I don't really care that you could actually give it to an areach. How would that stem with the Rosh and Siman Lama Dalet, with the Rosh is masking to Tosfos, that's something that you can't actually give to an areach because it's in the Sarab with Chuma, and Chuma you can only give to Kehanim, and Kehanim are masking Tosfos, so that's not called the Chaticha or Yuliskabit. Right? You need that you could actually give it to an areach, you could actually give it to an areach and be miskabit divine. So even though it's also banot, but if it'll be bottled, be able to give it to an areach. And he said that was the chilik in the ratio of the sefer in the Gemara and Yevamos. He had the whole 9 yards. They were the same as Tosfos. That the chilik in the ratio of the sefer was chatas tmei shnis arav v'chatas tahira. So you can only give it to kehanim anyway. Kehanim, that's not called orchim because kehanim will be all over right to eat the chatas. So that's not called ruilis kabbet. But if it's in arav v'chulin, that's called the chatik ruilis kabbet because once it's bottled, you can give it to an areach and be miskabbet. So there you see that even according to the Rosh, it has to be something. It's not just the sheer of size. It has to actually be something you can give to an areach. So what's the in the Rosh over here? So what is the Rosh saying over here? So they say, here I can't give it to an areach because it's too big or it's too hairy or it's too raw. So I can't give it to an areach. So what's the Rosh saying? It's just a sheer of size. You see from the Rosh in the Siman Lamed Aleph that that's not true. You have to actually be able to give it to an areach. So I think the pshat is that the real Mekudas HaMachlekes here is that the Avada, the Rosh, also agrees that Chaticha Yul Iskabed, the Chashivus, comes from the fact that I could give it to an Erech. And if I can't give it to an Erech, that's what he said in Siman Lamed Aleph, if I can't give it to an Erech, it's only Royal Kehanim, and the Kehanim is not called an Erech, but it's not called the Chaticha Yul Iskabed. So then what divides the Rosh and each other Rishayim? So I think the pshat is that the Rosh holds Chaticha Yul Iskabed means that it's sufficient for an Erech. It doesn't have to be ready for an areach. The chashivas doesn't come from the fact that it's ready to give to an areach. The chashivas comes from the fact that there's enough here that I could give it to an areach. It's not. I'm not saying, like I said before, that it's just a sheer size. I don't actually need to give it to an areach. Avada, I need to be able to give it to an areach, but I don't need to be able to give it to an areach. But it's a very balabatish machlekes. It's not such a fancy machlekes. The Rosh holds that the chashivus of being able to give it to an areach is accomplished by having a chaticha that's big enough that I can give it to them. It's big enough that it will suffice for an areach. A chaticha that won't suffice for an areach is not a chaticha ruilis kabbet. A chaticha that will suffice for my areach is called a chaticha ruilis kabbet. I don't need that it should also be ready to give to an areach. In other words, I don't need that it should be ready to give to an areach now. I need that it's big, that it's sufficient, that I have here enough for an areach. It will need further preparation. That doesn't matter, but there's enough here to give to an areach. Whereas the other Yishayim hold, the Rashba, the Ran, the Rabbi Natan, they hold the Chaticha Yul Iskabet. It has to be the Chashivas, not only that it's sufficient for an areach. The Chashivas is from the fact that it could be put on the plate now. It's presentable right now to an areach. And without that, you're lacking an element in the Chashivas. I think what the Rosh wants with comparing it to Eshadak Limonis is that the chashivus of Eshadak Limonis is for sure not in the fact that it's ready in any sense. It's not ready, it's raw. The chashivus is that it's when you go to the store, you buy raw material, you buy raw foods, but these are very chashiva raw foods. And that chashivus of the Shishadvarim or Eshadak Limonis, that chashivus doesn't need that it should be ready to serve now. So the Rosh holds likewise the chashivus of Royal Iskabed L'Areach. It's a similar kind of chashivus. It's a chashivus. The Rosh is just saying, just like the chashivus of the Shishadvarim or Eshadak Limonis, just like that chashivus doesn't require to be ready to serve. It's chashiv in the soup in the market, in the farmer's market. It's a chashiv thing. So Royal Iskabed is the same kind of chashivus. It's chashiv because when you go to market and you buy a piece, that'll be sufficient for your areach. So that gives it a chashivus. Who cares if it's ready to serve? And the other Rishonim hold that it can't be madam. The chashivus of the Shishadvarim, Shadak, Limonah, Yisistak is comes from the fact that that's how it's sold. It's sold in a chashiv way. But Chaticha Yiskabed doesn't come from how it's sold. There it comes from how it's served. And served has to be ready to serve. So the Mashal, if we would go back to the taxonomy that we had the other day between the Ra'ah and the Rashba, what is the Geder of Chaticha Liskaber? Is it a Simon or a Sibah? Remember we had that Chakira. The Rosh will be on the side that it's a Sibah. Because the Ra'ah holds it's a Simon. He says, I don't need this Chaticha, I can give to an Areyach at all. This Chaticha could be also Bahanoah, and I'm never going to give it to an Areyach. All I need is a Chaticha Kayot Sibah could be given to an Areyach. The Ra'ah certainly holds that it's just a simon. That a chaticha like this could be given to an erech. I don't need that this chaticha could be given to an erech. Whereas the Rashbu says that if they can only give it to Kehanim, and Kehanim are not called Archim, so that's not called the chaticha or the liskabit. As far as that division is concerned, the Rosh is on the side of the Rashbu. The chaticha or liskabit is a simon, is a sibo. You have to actually be able to give it to flesh and blood Archim. The fact that a chaticha kayotzibo could be given to Archim, that doesn't help. This chaticha can only be given to Kehanim, so that's not called the chaticha yiliskabit. So the Rosh is on the side of the Rashba that it's a siba. But the difference between the difference between the Rosh and the Rashba is how to be magda that siba. What is it about being able to give to an areyach that's a siba to give a chashivas to the chaticha? The Rashba holds that the chashivas is that it's ready to give to an areyach. That is ready to give to an areyach, and according you can just ready to plate, and according to the Rosh, the chashivas comes from the fact it's more like the chashivas of the shishadvarim or as shadaka limonais. The chashivas comes from the fact that it is sufficient for my areyach. I have an areyach, and this is sufficient to serve them. So that gives it its chashivas, similar to when I go to market, and there are things that have a chashivas in the market. So this is a chashivas also, nothing to do with it being ready to serve, but it's sufficient onto the areyach. Had a suffix, interesting suffix. The halacha. What would be if I had, let's say, a or something? I had some one of the shishadvarim, something that's or a shadaka limonai, something that has a chashivas, not because it's a chatikru liskabit, but has the chashivas of the Mishnah, that it's a shadaka limonai, so it's from the shishadvarim. And it was nisarev in truma. It's Avrimani Badano Orla, and they were Nisarev in Truma. Would it be Bottle or not? Sayam of Truma. What's in the Kudus and Suffolk? On the one hand, Rimani Badano not Bottle. It's from the shishadvarim, they're not bottle. On the other hand, I can't actually serve it to anybody except for Archim, except for Kehanim. Kehanim aren't Archim. Does the fact that I can only serve it to Kehanim take off the chashivas of Rimei Nibadan? Just like the Rosh says in the Rosh places, the Rashba, they all say that's the halacha that if something was nisarav, well, I think that's the halacha that if something was nisarav in truma. So that's not called something with this arav and truma. That's not called the chaticha or liskabet. Even though it was a chaticha, but a chaticha that's nisarav and truma. That's a little bit more than your bombas. If it's nisarav and truma, so it's not called the chaticha or liskabet. It's the roi liskabet. But the fact that I can only serve it to kehanim takes off the chashivus of being roi liskabet because I can only give it to kehanim. Kehanim have a right to eat it. It's theirs anyway. So that's not called liskabet. It's nevarch. What about the Rimayni Badan? Rimayni Badan that I can only serve the Kehanim. Is there a welcome to say that that also will take off? The fact that I can only serve the Kehanim will take off the Chashivas of Rimayni Badan, of the Shishadvar. So I'm not sure. Lefi the Rashba, I think it's double plus or not, because it's apples and oranges. According to the Rashba, these are two different kinds of Chashivas. The Chashivas of Chaticha Rilis Kabir is that it's right to plate and give to an Ereach. So there, it's in the Gemara and Yivamas that's not called that it's right to give to an Ereach. The Chashivas from Rimayni Badan is a different kind of Chashivas. It's not right to give to Archim anyway because it's raw. Raw is not right to give to Archim. It's a different Chashivas that is sold in the market. It's sold in the market in a special with a special Chashivas. So what difference does it make? It's apples. It can't be Madame of the two things. Mechatez, it can be Madame of the two things. But according to the Rosh, that Chatech really is covered also is not because it's right to plate and give to an Ereach. It's rather raw. It's not right to give to an Ereach. Or it hasn't been plucked yet, or it hasn't been cut down yet. It's not really to give to an erech. The chashiva says Rashi is beferish because it's doymet to esher dakoi that it's sufficient to give to an erech. So it becomes similar to. So Rashi is beferish. It's matter later on is the shayin samash, but in mamish becomes esher dakoi limonis. That the fact that it's sufficient for an erech makes it dakoi limonis. So maybe just like sufficient to give to an erech is undermined if the only orchem I could give it to was a kohen. So maybe the chashivas of Himayni Medaner of Esher Dakei Limonis maybe is also undermined by the fact that I can only give it to Kohanim. Anyway, I'm not sure. Something to think about. But it highlights this Nakuda that the fee, the Rashba and the Ran, the fee those Rishonim, Rabbi Natan, the fee these Rishonim, Chaticha Rilis Kavod is a fundamentally, both they all agree, the Rosh also agrees that it's a Siba. But what is the Siba of the chashivas? According to the Rashba, the Ran, the Rabbi Natan, the Siba of the chashivas is different in the chashivas of Dakei Limonis. The chashivas of Dakei Limonis has to do with how it's sold. The chashivas of Esher Dakei Limonis comes from the fact that it's right now to serve to Nerech. That gives it its chashivas. According to the Rosh, the chashivas of Chaticha Rilis Kaber is like the chashivas of Esher Dakei Limonis. The chashivas is that it's such a kind of piece that it would be sufficient. It's so big that it would be sufficient for my Orchim. So that gives it the chashivas akin to the chashivas of Esher Dakei Limonis. The Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Kuf Aleph, Haskins, he brings both days, but the first day that he brings is the Rashba, the Rabbeinu Tam, the Ram, that Chaticha Rilis Kavod has to be cooked and it has to be plucked. And it has to be, can't be a chaticha that's gloyly yosimidai, and certainly not a whole behema. It has to be mamish ready to go the way it is now, on the plate. And then he says, yesh cholkim, that's still called that, which is the rosh, that it doesn't matter. As long as it's sufficient for nereach after processing, so that's called the chaticha ha-re'uyu l'skader. The Shulchan Aruch adds, though, an interesting chiddush din. Shulchan Aruch says, I think when he's explaining that first day, that it's only called the Chaticha Rilis Kavod if it's ready to serve. But if it hasn't yet been, you haven't plucked off the feathers yet, it's not a Chaticha Rilis Kavod. So it says to Shulchan Aruch, so what'll be if I mixed up three chickens? I mixed up three chickens, but they're feathered, they have feathers on them. So it's not a Chaticha Rilis Kavod. So it's bottle, right? It's bottle, Chad Betre, Yovish Biovish, it's bottle, Chad Betre. So I'm allowed to eat them. And then I plucked the feathers, all of them. I plucked all the feathers. Now all of a sudden, my chaticha asura is now a chaticha rilis kaber. So is it chayzev v'neir?
Can we say it can never be once something becomes?
We've had a rush. The rush says something. Once something is mutter, it's not chayzev v'neir. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch says here also. The Shulchan Aruch over here says it's not chayzev v'neir. Since b'shas ha'parovus, maybe it's holding chasidia, I think the Mesa came with that, but akapodim, since b'shas ha'parovus, he doesn't say anything about yidia l'shulchan aruch. This is since when it's, as long as when it's nisarev, it was feathered, there was not yet a chaticha rilis kaved, so even though later I plucked the feathers, or later I was mevashalit, or later I cut it down, all three chatichas, so now l'chorei, I have a chaticha rilis kaved, it's not chayzu v'neya. The Shach says that it's a smak, he's been saying the mokus from a smak. The question I have is, that would be very good. I would understand that if the Shulchan Aruch paskin like the Rosh, that in general, when you have three chatichos, the chayz is to be mutter, and you're allowed to eat all three bevasachas. Right? That's that Rosh about not. You're right, Yossi was right. The Rosh said such a thing that once you have a chaticha, once you have a tarivus of yovish biyovish, so it's not chayz liyisur. But the Rosh said the Hasbara is because it's Nepach, when you have a Tarevus of Yavish B'Yavish and it's Nisbatel, so now it all turns into Heter, it's Nishapach to be Heter, and therefore you're allowed to eat all three Bevasachas. Shachroch isn't fasting that, but the Shachroch in Simon Kofteh says the Feresh, when you have a Tarevus of Yavish B'Yavish, you can't eat all three Bevasachas. He even brings, like the Rashba, he passes like the Rashba, you cannot eat all three Bevasachas. He even brings Tosfos that Yeshayim, that you can't even eat, one person can't even eat the Bezerach Hazeh. The Rosh Hashita, you can eat the mold of Asachas, the Shulchan Aruch does not bring at all. So that means the Shulchan Aruch does not have this Yisai that it's Nepach Liyos Mutter. When you have three Chatichas, when you have Yodesh Yodesh, three Chatichas, they're not all Mutter. You can't eat the mold of Asachas. You can eat the Mzech Hazeh. And even that is not sure if one person could eat bezeach hazeg. But a kapana bezeach hazeg, that's like the Rashba said, can't eat them all of us achas, because one of them is a chaticha asur. So why isn't that a stira? So if you can't eat them all, if you can't eat them of asachas, that means that I don't look at them as being nepach. I don't say the chaticha asur is nepach to be mutter. The chaticha asur is asura. I just it's okay because I can't get to it. So why over here is in chayzer? So why isn't that a stira? So if the chaticha asur is here, it's just nesarav. So each one, I assume this is not it, but it's here somewhere. But that's the havon in the. It goes back to the radio we're talking about in the Rashba. What's the havon in the Rashba? But upon him, let's take the pshuta that the havon in the Rashba is that I know there's a chaticha asur over here. So each chaticha that I take, I say, like the Rashba explained in the Torah's advice, each chaticha that I take, I say zui hamuteres. And when I get the last chaticha, I say this is zui hamuteres, and the asur was from earlier. But upon him, So just like I can't eat them b'vasachas because I know one of them is asura, so now if I know that one of them is a chaticha real is kabed, because now I took the feathers off all three, so why isn't chayzer v'neir?
Is there any bother also what the Ra said yesterday? The Ra had this for also that you can cook it after it's not.
Yeah, I want to talk about that. Let's. Nechrami. That's what Amish told him. Yeah, but you're right, 100%. But let's. I don't want to. One thing at a time. Yeah.
Would it be okay with the way the prima donna read the Rashba?
Oh, so maybe that would be better. If you learn the Rashba. So let's start with prima donna. So let's say we learn the Rashba like the prima donna, that the bittul is not midin biur. The bittul is midin spatlus. Really, it's midin spatlus. And therefore, by right, it's like lach balach. In principle, it's like lach balach. So what's the whole Rashba? By each piece, I could say that it's the chaticha muteres. The Rashba doesn't mean that's the fundamental nature of the bittul. The fundamental nature of the bittul is that it's kilu like lach balach. And it's nisbatul v'itzim yutoy, and you should really be able to eat all three at the same time. So the only thing is, so what's the whole Rashi about each piece? They say that this is the chaticha muteres. So what how did the prima donna learn? So the prima donna learned that the Rashi is bothered by why is the shear chad betray? Why don't you have a shear of shishim? I understand that it says spatlus, but normally spatlus is shishim. We have rabbanon. The spatlus of min has to be shishim. How come over here by yovish b'yovish the shear his spatlus is chad betray? So Rashba said, because since each piece there's a possibility that what I'm eating is heter, so it's not goyma to min mishen emino, it's not goyma to tam keker. So they weren't geyser the shear of shishim and the shear is chad betray. But it's so mashenkin if you eat them all b'vasachas, so why can't you eat them b'vasachas? Not because I'm going to be vade doing an issur per se. That's not a problem. It's spatlus. It's like pork and beans that I don't taste it. Because if I eat them all at the same time. So what happens when I eat them all at the same time? Let's go back to we thought we were parted from that from this whole discussion. But it's a chazar. Right, we have two mahalakim in the Rashba. What's pshat in the Rashba? Mahalak number one in the Rashba is the way the mahalak number one in the Rashba is that it's a birur. That it's nothing to do with his batlus of lach b'lach. It's not that the ister disappears by itzim yutoy. No, it's a birur. It's like called the parish and the parish. Each piece I have a birur. This is the chaticha asur. So why can't you eat all three b'vasachas? Because that's like shnei shvilim. Like the Tosis Ritz says, the goyim, so that's like shnei shvilim. You could have a beer on each chicken individually, but if you do all three at the same time, the beer can't tell me that they're all mutter. That was approach number one in the Rashba. Approach number two in the Rashba was that no, it's not a beer. It's not a rave of beer. It's a rave like lach balach. The isser is bottle and it disappears. The isser, like when you have pork and beans and you can't taste any pork, you give it to a kvel and he doesn't taste any pork. It's not the beer. I know the pork is there. I don't care that the pork is there because it's batlus b'roiv. So yovish b'yovish is also the same thing. It really is batlus b'roiv. And by rights, I should be able to eat the whole thing. The only thing is, the Rashba says, how come the shear is chad betray? Why isn't the shear of shishim? So the Rashba says, Chazal only said the shear of shishim when in every bite there's issa. But in a case where this bite, maybe there's no issue in it at all, so Chazal didn't say a shir of shishim, then the hisbat, this is chad betred. So Kozman ate the chickens one at a time, so every bite may not be also. There may be no issue in this bite. Then the shir is bat, this is chad betred. But if I eat all three chickens at the same time, then in every bite there's isser. If in every bite there's isser, then there's hisbatlus, but only with shishim. I don't have shishim, I only have chad betred. Those are the two mahalachim and the rashba. So if we learn the prima gadol's mahalach and the rashba, and maybe that's how the Shulchan Aruch means as well. So then, this kasha, the kasha that I'm asking maybe is okay. Fundamentally, it's a hisbatlus. So if it's fundamentally a hisbatlus, the only reason why you can't eat them b'vas achas, it's not because I know there's isser in there and I'm not allowed to eat isser because it's like shnei shilim. Nothing to do. I'm allowed to eat isser. In pork and beans, if the kfeila doesn't taste any pork, I'm allowed to eat it. And likewise, when I have a tray for chicken with two kosher chickens, I'm allowed to eat all three vasachas fundamentally. Midaraisa, I can eat all three vasachas. Just midarabonim, if I eat them vasachas, I need shishim to be mevatel, not chad betrei. But really, there is a hisbatus over here, and the issa disappears. So if that's the case, the issa disappears. So then it's shayach to say, once the issa disappeared, it's not chayze v'neir, even if you're mevashel, even if you take off the feathers. Because the Isser, once it had a hisbatlus, maybe it's not chayz of an egg. That could be, no, the Rosh could find it. It's nothing even to do with the Rosh. It could be that once an Isser is in this battle in a rife, so it had the hisbatlus, the Isser goes away. So even though later on the Isser became a davar chashuv, maybe that doesn't bother it. The Dover Choshev prevents the Hisbatlus in the first place. But once there was a Hisbatlus, so maybe I don't care. I don't care that later on it became a Chatir Torulis Kadmon. That could be. What if I look to other Mahalach? Yeah.
What about the fact that Tosfos and the Rosh Shimon quotes is also that he says if it is a case where it would be a minion, then it would, theoretically, then it would be counted, it would be Dover Choshev, and then it would go back to being not Batel.
Which again, what?
Tosos has a shita that it would go if it is a davar chashuv, like it would be batal, so then it would be min haminyan, and then it would go back to being a davar chashuv, and retroactively it wouldn't be batal.
Just remind me what cases you're referring to on this.
Shiny.
Oh, if you mean. It's a good question to hold off. I think the hemshif, the question will disappear by itself. So that's possibility number one. But what if we say the other mahalach in the Rashba, that the reason why you can't eat the mold of vasachas is because it's a birur, because yovish is a birur, so you can't eat the vasachas like shnei shilim. So if it's a birur, you can't even do all the vasachas because I'm only mevar one piece at a time. But I know there's a chatik asur here. So then, why if later on one of them became chashuv? Why isn't it chayzev in there? The issa never disappeared in the first place. Every chicken individually, I assume that's not the chicken and that was awesome. But I know the chicken that was awesome is there. That's why I can't eat the mold of asachas. That's like shnei shvilim. I know there is a chicken of this is here. So if that chicken became a chatif, I really scattered. So why isn't it chayzev to be awesome? So, but maybe mimokim shabasa. If it's a birur, so maybe the whole problem is not a problem, because if the way roiv of yavish v'yavish works is that each chicken I'm mevare that this chicken was mutter. So before I pluck the chickens, I have three chickens and I have a birur. I take a chicken. I say this one came from the roiv, so now this chicken is mutter. So what's the question now? But if I pluck all the chickens, so the birur shouldn't. So now it's a chatich or iliskabed. So I lose the birur. I lose the birur. Maybe once it was misbar, the birur remains. I was already aware that this is the kosher chicken because it came from the right. I later on, now I plucked all the chickens. Now it's a chaticha ulis kabet. When it's a chaticha ulis kabet, somehow I'm not able to mevar that this is not the chicken. When the chicken that's also is choshev ulis kabet, somehow I'm not able to be mevar. So when I was already mevar, maybe that's not called. Maybe on that you don't have the din of chayzer v'neya. I can't eat all three chickens because the beer lechatchila couldn't have said that all three are kosher. The beer can only say this one is kosher. The beer could never say all three are kosher. But here I'm not looking to eat all three chickens. I want to eat this chicken. The question is, but when I was first mixed up the chicken, so I have a beer that every chicken individually is mutter. But then I pluck them. So now that I pluck them, it becomes a chaticha with the iskabit. I lose the beer. So what if I lose the beer? But I was already mevar the suffolk. Once I was mevar the suffolk, maybe the beer remains. Shiloh, which is an interesting question to think about. I'm talking to Sora still, which is if the Rav Yavish is a beer, and we know there are Rishonim who hold this way, whether the Rashba holds this way or not, whether the Prima Gadim is right or wrong, there are certainly Rishonim who hold that the Yavish Yavish is a beer. So Tosis holds the way, the Sami Kutsi, the Tosis Rid, the Goin. There are a lot of Rishonim who learn that the way Yavish Yavish works is that it's a beer. It's like called the Parsh Meruba Parsh. That's why you can't eat all three, because it's like Shnei Shvilim. So how do they understand altogether the concept of Chaticha Ulis Kabet? Who cares if it's Choshev? If it is Batlos, so I understand. But the Issa to be Misbatl, but it's a Miyutai, it can't be a Dovah Choshev, like Rumi Daik in the Lashonis HaRamah. That Dovah Choshev is a Shter to Itzim Miyutai. Which I'm doing the Ram Perk Tezvav, when the Ram first said the word of Itzim Miyutai, the Ram said that it's Batl, but it's by Min Bamina, it's Batl, but Itzim Miyutai, as long as it's not a Dovah Choshev. I think we asked at the time, why do I have to say that then? He's going to say it in Perek Tezayin. In Perek Tezayin, the half the Perek is devoted to Dovah Choshev. Perek Tezvav is about Kvela and about Itzim Yutoy and so on. So why, when the Ram is first saying the halacha of Bittel Ba'itzim Yutoy B'shishim, he has to tell me that if it's a Dovah Choshev, it's not Bottle? He has to tell me all the Protodinim? I'll get to that in Perek Tezayin. So I said, no, because it goes to the very Havon of Eitzim Yutai. Eitzim Yutai means it's so minuscule, it's so infinitesimal that it's not Choshev. But if it's a Dovah Choshev, then it's not, then you can't say that anymore. So I understand, and it's Batlus, I understand that Dovah Choshev is Meneyes Batlus. But if you learn that the way Yavish B'Yavish works is B'Tar is Birur, so who cares if it's the Dovah Choshev or not? Called the Parsh Me'uva Parsh. L'moshel, Teisha Chanuyas. Nine of them are selling Bosa Shkut and one is selling Bosa Nevela. And they sell, these stores specialize in selling Chatichas Arui L'Skabit. That's all they sell, Chatichas Arui L'Skabit. Or Rimeini B'Danazim. So then you find a piece on the street and it's a Chatichas Arui L'Skabit. Would we say, oh, you don't say called the Parsh Me'uva Parsh because it's a Chatichas Arui L'Skabit? What does one thing have to do with the other? It's called up there. You have the beer that called the parsh and move parsh. Who cares if it's choshev or not? So this is like a question all by itself. Lefi, those shitas who learn whether the Rashba belongs to that team or not, but there's certainly a team that holds that the guy is the first out that the way bittul yavish b'yavish works is midin called the parsh and move parsh. B'tar is Birur, so then how do we understand the holding of Chaticha Ulis Kabed or Dovah Choshev or Shisha Dvorim? Who cares how Choshev they are, but I have the Birur called the Parash Mu'u Parash. Any suggestions? Yeah.
Didn't you see it doesn't tell the Kay that if it's Dovah Choshev, you say it's Kikabur,
Kanaksa Mechsa? Oh, very good. We saw Tyson's had a Kay pack. Tyson's really spoke this out. And we saw in Tyson Sadakei and the Sami Kutsi that the way it works is that a Dovah Choshev is called Kavua. That's it. Now, in order, it undermines the whole Rav. The Rav, Be'etzim, it's really Kavua. Every Tarevis should be Kavua. Let's start like that. Every Tarevis, it should be Kavua. That's Tyson Kassin Sadakei. Every Tarevis ought to be Kavua. So why do we say that? How do we go? So Taisus answered that since the Issa is not Nikavim Kaimai, it's not called Kavua. So therefore it becomes like called the Parsh. But if it's a Dovah Choshev, And a davar chashuv is called kavu b'mkaymai, even though I don't know which one it is. In other words, in issu when it's kavu b'mkaymai is not the that's a din. It's a deraisa. It's a halal. Stamis halal kamashim is here. Kol kavu is the metzah metzah. I mean, issu that's kavu b'mkaymai. I can't go. I lose the beer of right. One of the ways to understand it is like oimid b'fnei atzmai. It's not even part of a tarif. It's oimid b'fnei atzmai. But whatever it is, issu that's kavu b'mkaymai is doesn't have the right. Doesn't have even the beer of right. You don't say kol the parish mu b'parish and issu that's kavu b'mkaymai. In a tarif is because the issu is not nikkav b'mkaymai, it's not called kavu. When it's davar chashuv, then it becomes kavu. So if we want to rephrase the question about Chayzer Meneya, the way we have to say it like this, I have a roif, because there's no Issa Kavua, because all these chickens are hairy, feathery, so there's no Dovah Chashev over here, so there's no Issa Kavua Mukaymai, and I have a called the parish Mubu parish. Now I pluck all the chickens, or I cook all the chickens, all of a sudden, now it became a case of Kavua. So why isn't Issa Chayzer, So we had such a case. Something that was parish, and later on it became kavua. Where do we have this?
But the Kohanim, and bring them all back to those.
Right, the Gemara in Lechimagis Asir. Gemara in Zvachim. It was in Zvachim. Chattis Zvachim. Anyway, we had the Gemara b'chimigis asir that you had the chatas hamesa, that got mixed into the herd, and I want to stampede the herd. So the Gemara says, let's stampede the herd, then everything will be called the parish move of ours. The Gemara says, yeah, but they're going to all bring them back to the Beis HaMikdash. The Rosh was master, it's going to become kavua. So the Gemara says, b'chimigis asir. So there you have a parish Gemara. There you have a Farish Gemara. The Rosh used it for his purposes, but you have a Farish Gemara that even though that once you have called the parish, even though later on it's kavua, it's not chayzer to be the issu was already nisbar. We could say it in this terminology. Once the issu was nisbar, I don't care that later on it became kavua. Since I had a birur when it was parish, so I don't care that later on it was chayzer to be kavua. So that's mamash the nushacharach. Mamash kavaluk. We have even if you learn that it's yovish b'yovish is a birur, then we have a mukkah for the din of this for this din of shacharach. Because when you pluck the chickens, what happens at the end? It became kavua. No, parish became kavua. That's fine. Well, that's a very geshmaki thing. So mokka for shulchan. Mokka for this thing. Okay, but even that it's good either way. This din of the shulchan aruch that it can't be chayzer in there is good either way. If it's as birur, so I have the birur. I later on was chayzer to be kavu. I don't care. And if it's as his batlus, so we could say that once it had his batlus, so even though later it became a davar chashuv that's not able to be misbatl by itzim yotay, doesn't matter. Once it was misbatl, it was misbatl. Yeah, there's another nekud here in the Rosh that I want to speak out, which is the Rosh brings a riot to Hishita. That I don't care that it's not roy, it's not cooked, and it's not plucked, and it's not doesn't matter. It's still called a chaticha rilis kaver. So there, if you look in the Rosh, it's in Siman Lamed. We're in the middle of the Siman Lamed Vav, towards the bottom of the first column. So he says like Zvichen Hanu Perik Basin the Maseches Avei Dizara Diktoni Ve'elu Asim Ve'isim Bechalshu. The Farish B'Gemara the High Tana Tati is like Dovish Ve'Minyan Ve'Suri Hano. The Mishnah lists off a whole Taisus at the end of the Taisus is busy with the sugya. The Mishnah listed a whole bunch of things that are Asur B'Hano, and the Gemara speaks out that all of these things, everything here on the list, is Asur B'Hano and it's Dovish Ve'Minyan. The Gemara is done. What's the important? Is this pshat in the Mishnah? You have to need both qualities in order not to be bottled. That the Tana of this Mishnah holds in order not to be bottled, it has to be davar chashuv and osur b'hano. Or is one quality alone enough? The way the Shaka of Tana Gemara runs is the Gemara says, what exactly is the Tana of here looking for? If he's looking for davar chashuv b'minyan, and these things have it, what makes them not bottled is that they're davar chashuv b'minyan. So why didn't it also list basan avel? Basan avel is also a chaticha rilis kavim. And if we're looking for Yisuri Hano, let's say Chomes B'Pesach. Chomes B'Pesach is also Osir B'Hano and it's not bottle. So the Gemara answers Tati K'toni, that the Mishnah is looking for things that are both. Machlokes Rishonim, places speaks this out. What's pshat in the maskanas of Gemara? Does the Gemara mean that this Tana holds in order not to be bottle, you attack and need both things? And a chaticha yul is kabed that's not osav anoe will be bottle? In which case it's chaylik on our Mishnah says that a chaticha is dag tome, it's not osav anoe, but it's a chaticha yul is kabed, it's not bottle. And that Tana is not a chaylik, that's some Rishonim learned that way. That's a Taisus Lamaskana learns the Gemara, that Tana has a different shita, that you need to have tarte. Or the other side is that the Gemara over there means, no, this Mishnah is telling me things that are both. And it's telling me, I think somebody should have a lesson, it's telling me even things that are also ba'no, they have to be a Dovah Shev Minyan in order not to be bottle. It's not discussing Dovah Shev Minyan in general. Dovah Shev Minyan in general is taka not bottle. But the Mishnah is telling me, Isuri Hanoh, even though they're Osir Bahanoh, they have to be a Dovah Shev Minyan in order not to be bottle. So that's the Tarti Katon. But Avada, every Dovah Shev Minyan is not bottle, but that's not the point of the Mishnah. The point of the Mishnah is that Isuri Hanoh also have to be a Dovah Shev Minyan in order not to be bottle. That's the Gemara. So the Rosh says, what does the Rosh want from that Gemara? All these things are not roi, are not chazi lemechal, and still are not bottle. Which seems why they're not chazal lemechal, but they're all not chazal lemechal, and they're not bottle as dovish beminyan, because eshadak limonis, they're all eshadak limonis. Gemara parich halov alechshiv nami chatichas nevela, and the Gemara asks chatichas nevela should also be on the list. Alma de chatichas nevela, we list kaved have you dumi de hanach, the ton levoti mechashivusim afagav de lahashto lechazal lemechal. He seems to be saying like this. He says all the things on the list are not chazal lemechal. Everything in that Mishnah is not chazal lemechel, and it's a dovish of a minyan nonetheless. So, and if the Gemara asks that nevela should also be in the Mishnah, so it's now what's nevela? Nevela is chaticha yulis kabed. It's not really a dovish of a minyan; it's a chaticha yulis kabed. And yet the Gemara wants it should be on the list. So vice versa, that chaticha yulis kabed is similar to dovish of a minyan. Its chashivas is akin to the chashivas of a dovish of a minyan. Otherwise, it wouldn't be like the others. So why would the Gemara think that it should be on the list? That it should be in the Mishnah? Vice versa, that it's like the things that are in the Mishnah. That their chashivas is that they have, despite the fact that they're not ready to serve. So you see that the chashivas of a chaticha or this kavod doesn't require that it should be ready to serve. That seems to be what he's saying. So first of all, there's a side issue over here which bothers me a little bit. I don't know why you have to bring the raya from the Gemara that asks that we should include the nevela. The Mishnah itself includes basa b'chalav. Why is basa b'chalav eshadak elimlis? Well, what is it about basu b'chalav? It says eshadak elimlis. Basu b'chalav is kind of a meatball with milk. Where's the eshadak elimlis? So the Rishonim speak out that it means chaticha yulis kavod. It means a chaticha yulis kavod of basu. That became basu b'chalav. So in the Mishnah itself, you have a case of chaticha yulis kavod, and it's listed together with all these other things that are eshadak elimlis. Why is the Rosh zeroing in on the Gemara about Nevela? He should have, from the Mishnah itself, you see that the Mishnah includes things that are literally Eshadak Limonis, but it also includes Basa B'chalav, which is in no sense Eshadak Limonis, it's just a case of Chatich Yulis Kabe. So what do you see? Forget the Gemara, from the Mishnah itself it's Meduyah. So that I don't know what to do with. But there's a different question. Why are all of these things not Roy? So all these things are not roy, and yet it's called Eshadak Limonos. So you see that Chatichas Nevela also, even though it's raw, it's still called. It still has the chashivas. And why are all of these things? Why are all of these things not roy? Not Chazal Mechel. Maybe the Chazal Mechel. It says that they're raw. Maybe they're cooked. Who says these things are not Chazal Mechel? Maybe the Mishnah that says Sipayim Mitzayra and Petach Hamor and Eglarufa and Chulin Shenishchutu Bazar. Who says they're not ready to cook? Who says they're not ready to eat? Maybe you cook them. So what's the pasuk shah? The Osir B'Hanah. That's what the Madan Yontif says. All these things are Osir B'Hanah. So if they're Osir B'Hanah, they're not ready to eat. And you see that they still call Eshadak Limonos. So you see, you can have the Chashivas Eshadak Limonos, even though it's not ready to eat. That's how the Madan Yontif says. That's the Pashup Shach in the Rosh. So Chashtain it. Why are they not ready to eat? They're ready to eat. If they'll be bottled, they'll be ready to eat. The Rosh himself in Simon Lamadali said that chatich ha'aruyah is kabed. He said, why is the aruyah is kabed for the orchim? It's also about how you're going to serve it to orchim. So the Rosh Hashanah Medalit said, just like Tosfos, it is right to give to orchim. If it'll be bottle, it'll be right to orchim. And that's why it's not bottle. So he said the same thing, the same exact thing by all those things in the Mishnah. They're right to eat. If they'll be bottle, they'll be right to eat. And that's why they're not bottle. So what did he see in that Gemara? What did he see in that Mishnah altogether? Where did he see that these things are not Chazi Lamecha? It's a Kushin Eirah. It's a steer from Lamed Aleph to Lamed Aleph. This is really the main thing about the Eskin Rosh. We spoke through a lot of other nice things, but this Mamas is a steer in the Rosh. So let's speak out the question again, so we have the question clear. Because the Rosh in Siman Lamed Daled talks about Chaticha Rilis Kaved. The Rosh says Chaticha Rilis Kaved, you have to be able to give it to real Orchim. Like that, we saw the Shitas HaRosh, like Tosfos, it's a Siva, you have to actually be able to give it to Orchim. So he says, every Yisrael, how can you give it to Orchim? Basa B'cholov, how can it be a Chaticha Rilis Kaved? You can't give Basa B'cholov to Orchim. Maybe if you're Orchim, like Avraham Avinu's Malacha, but regular Orchim, you can't give them Basa B'cholov. So how can Vosav Bechala be Chaticha Rilis Kaved? So what did the Rosh answer? The Rosh says, no, if it'll be bottle, it'll be a Chaticha Rilis Kaved. If it'll be bottle, we'll be able to give it to Orchim. That's why it's not bottle. In other words, right now you can't give it to Orchim, but you want it to be bottle. The minute it'll be bottle, we'll be able to give it to Orchim, so that's why it's not bottle, because if it'll be bottle, it'll be a Chaticha Rilis Kaved. That's the same as it says in Tosfos. So, the same thing you should have by Yisur HaNoah. The Mishnah lists all these Yisur HaNoah. It says to us, oh, they're not Roi L'Achila, they're not Chazi L'Meichel. Why are they not Chazi L'Meichel? They're Chazi L'Meichel. That's what it says. Because when they'll be bought, they'll be Chazi L'Meichel. What's the difference? Just like a Bosu B'Cholav is called Roi L'Skabu Fnei Orchem, because if it'll be bought, it'll be Roi L'Skabu Fnei Orchem. So Eglarufa and Shechutu Bazar and so on should be called Chazi L'Meichel, because if it'll be bought, it'll be Chazi L'Meichel. That's why it's not bottle. It'll be chazal mechel, it'll be kanesh adak limonis, so that's why it's not bottle. That's the theory. So I think al kochach, you have to say that the Russian Siman Lamed Aleph never meant. How do we understand the Rosh and Lamed Aleph? The Tosfos, when we read the Tosfos. How do we understand the Tosfos? If it'll be bought, it'll become a Chaticha Rilis Kaved. Because then you'll be able to give it to Orchim. So I thought of Shad is. Tosfos never said these words. I thought of Shad is. That since if it'll be bought, it'll become a Chaticha Rilis Kaved, so therefore the Bittel is a logical contradiction. It goes around in circles. The minute it's bought, it becomes a Chaticha Rilis Kaved. Of course, if it's a chaticha ilis kabed, I mean, the minute it comes bottle, you can give it to Orchim. If you can give it to Orchim, then it's roilis kabed. If it's roilis kabed, it's not bottle. Of course, if it's not bottle, then you can't give it to Orchim. If you can't get to give it to Orchim, it's not a chaticha ilis kabed. If it's not a chaticha ilis kabed, then it should be bottle. But if it's bottle, then you can give it to Orchim. So you run around in circles. So the bottom line is, but being bottle is a contradiction. So the being bottle contradicts itself, so therefore it can't be bottle. I thought that's the pshat in Tosfos. And likewise in the Rosh. But I think that's not the word. I don't think now that that's the pshat in the Rosh. I don't think that's pshat in the Rosh. I think the Rosh holds that would not be a problem. You have to know why not. But I think that would not be a problem. Maybe because once it's bottled, it's not chayz of an air. The Rosh never meant it because it goes in circles. It doesn't go in circles. Because if I can't give it to Orchim now, if I can't give it to Orchim, logically, the way the sequence goes is, I can't give it to Orchim now because it's also b'chol. I can't give it to Orchim. So therefore, it's not royal is kabed, and it's bottle. Either the minute it's bottle, it becomes royal Orchim, and if it becomes royal Orchim, then now it's a chaticha royal is kabed. Doesn't bother me, because it's not chayz of an air. The Rosh is, We just were masber even in the Shacharit that Chaticha Liskabel is not Chayzev Neir. Allah has Kama V'Cham according to the Rosh, who's the father of the Shita, that anything that was that became Mutter is never Chayzev Neir. The Rosh holds it even in extreme ways. So the Rosh certainly holds from this principle that is not that once something is Mutter, it's not Chayzev Neir. So therefore, the Rosh never had this notion that it's not a Chaticha Liskabel now, but if it'll be Bottle, it'll become a Chaticha Liskabel, and therefore the Bittle self destructs. No, in the Rosh that doesn't exist. If it's not a chaticha ruil is kabed now, then it could be bottled. And even though the bittul itself will then in turn make it into a chaticha ruil is kabed, who cares? By now it's already bottled. It's not chayzev neir. So what was the Rosh then saying in Siman Lamed Aleph? So why talk every chaticha ruil is kabed? But it's not if it's if bosu b'cholof. If I can't give it to Orton Goyim. Because it's supposed to be cholov, it's also b'hana, or it's truma. All these cases where I can't give it to Archim. So what if I can't give it to Archim? But I mean, so what if after it'll be bottle I could give it to Archim? But right now I can't give it to Archim. So right now it's not royal iskabed. We're only interested in the right now. We're not interested in the logical things that will happen after it's bottle. So but right now it's royal iskabed for Archim. So what did the Rosh mean? The answer is what the Rosh meant to say in Siman Lamed Aleph, and maybe Tosfos also for that matter. What the Rosh there meant to say is that even though now I can't give it to Archim, but since after it'll be brought to light, we'll be able to give it to Archim, so already now it's called the Chaticha Ruil Iskabed. Because I will be able, after certain preparations, to give it to Archim. What are those preparations? Being mevatel it. That's a different word. The word is not, now it's not a Chaticha Ruil Iskabed, but since after it's bottle, I'll be able to give it to Archim, then it'll become a Chaticha Ruil Iskabed. That never bothered the Rosh. Ein chayzev neir. What the Rosh was saying in Siman Lamed Aleph was something else entirely. He was saying that since, even though now it's not roy for Orchim, because it's Yisra Hanoh, but since I could make it roy for Orchim by being mevatalit, so that makes it now a chaticha ruil iskabed. Because right now, it's sufficient for the needs of my Orchim. Because I have this great chaticha. Of course, it's bosu b'cholov, but it's muuriv, so it's going to become mutul orchim. So right now, it's no different than I have a raw piece of meat, and it's called roy l'orchim because after I cook it, it'll be roy. That doesn't mean that later it'll become a chaticha ruil iskabed. That means it's a chaticha ruil iskabed now because I have a piece that's sufficient for my orchim. It needs cooking, so it needs cooking. But that doesn't interfere with it being a chaticha ruil iskabed right now. That's what the Rosh meant in Siman Lamed Aleph. That if I have a chaticha that right now it's also b'ano, it's bosu b'cholov. But later, after the bittul, I'll be able to give it to the Orchim, then it's a Chaticha Ruil Iskabed right now. And that's why it's called the Chaticha Ruil Iskabed. Mela says, so if that's the case, so says the Rosh, I have all these things that are not Chazil Mechel. I have all these things in the Mishnah that are not Chazil Mechel. So why are they called Eshadak Elimonis? Because after the bittul, they'll become chazi lemechel. After the bittul, they'll be roi lemechel. So they're called darkly monies. They're chashuva things. I can't serve them to anybody. What do you mean? After the bittul, I'll be able to serve them. That makes them chashuv now. Says the Rosh. So by the same token, the Gemara compares bosu nevela. So you see that for bosu nevela, it's also either bosu is raw. What's the difference if the basar is raw? But later on it'll be cooked. The same way later on, these eshadak limonos things, they're not right now, they're not chazal mechel, but that doesn't matter, because later on they'll be chazal mechel through the bittel. So later on, this chatichas nevela will be roi lachila through the bishel. Spamish daime, daime, bidaime. I think that's our kochet, the havon in the Rosh. It's a new havon in the Tosis also. That might be pshat in Tosis. And the Emes Matuik, they never said that the Lashon of Tosfos in the Rosh was never, since after the Bittul will become a Chaticha Ruil Iskabed, so therefore it can't become Bottle. That's not what they said. They just said that it's the Lashon of the Rosh before was just Kodova Sheroi Liskabed Im Hayim is Bottle Choshev Vilei Bottle. Anything that I give to Achim after the Bittul is Choshev. It's Choshev now. It doesn't say since it's later on it'll be. That's the Lashon. Kol dover sheroy liskabed im hayim is batel choshev v'loy batel. It's choshev now. Very similar to what he says by us that even something raw, but I could cook it, so it's choshev. So something that I could give to Archim after it's batel is choshev, and therefore now it's a chaticha ruil iskabed and it's not batel. kind of medui. The Rashbam in Yevamos, who also says this word about Kohanim. You know, this whole word with the Kohanim, I can't give it to Kohanim and not Orchim, and so therefore, that's the Pshat Ratio in the Sefer, the difference in the Ratio. So he has the same word as the Rosh and the Lamedalit and the Tosfos. He also has this this word. But the Lashon of the Rosh is Taka, that because after it'll be bottle, it'll become Roy L'Orchim, so therefore it's not bottle. The Lashon of the Rashba is more like this, that's a contradiction in terms. Now it's not Roy L'Orchim. But since after the bittul will become roi la'orchim, so kevin shekeinah can't become bottle, because the bittul trips itself up. The bittul makes it roi la'orchim, and the roi la'orchim prevents the bittul. That's more like we originally understood, because the Rashba takas holds that the Rashba's from the Rishonim will hold that roi l'skabed shayorchim has the roi l'skabed right now. He says if it's a big piece, it's not roi l'skabed, and if it has feathers, he doesn't talk about it. But the Rashba's from the Shittus holds that a whole animal is not called roi l'skabed. Because it's not, you can't put it on the plate. They're going to give him a cow on the plate. This is going to, what kind of l'skabed l'fnei is that? He doesn't hold like the Rosh, but you could process it. But it has to be roi l'skabed right now. You know, the Rashba holds that you do need bishul. That I don't know what to do with exactly. But fundamentally, we have the steer in the Rashba terms. But still, fundamentally, the Rashba from the Shittos that it has to be, that I don't need that it should be roi l'skabed l'fnei ha'achim right now. So he could take a learn. So he. So by him, it's not enough that since after it'll be bottled, you'll be able to give it to Orchim. That's not enough to make it royal Orchim now, the way the Rosh has it. For him, he has to say it benusach. Since after it's bottled, it'll become royal eskabed. That undermines the bit. But the Rosh doesn't have the notion because the Rosh holds nachlais of an air. In the Rosh, it's the Sadeh Rabbanan. Right, that's like the dotting of the eyes, but. The etzim havon of the Rosh, I think, is very, very, very. Same with Duik in the Rosh. The Rosh and Lama Dalit also. He doesn't say that it's a logical contradiction that goes in circles, a vicious cycle. That's what he says. He says, since after the bittul will be roi to give to Orchim, therefore it's choshev. It's choshev now. The same way a raw piece of meat is choshev now, because after the cooking I'll be able to give it to Orchim. That's the diminuvia that he's making. Could be also that this is the nidun. Those who shine and hold that you do need bishul, not the Rosh. Those who shine and hold that you do need bishul, they're on the Ben Chabayis, the Yeshayim that the Rosh brought, the Rosh Ben Yevamos. Those who shine and hold that you do need bishul. So we saw that it comes in two flavors. Some Yeshayim said that the Ra'os said the Nusach, it has to be Nisbashel before it was. The Ra'os Lashon was, it has to be Nisbashel Kaidim Shenizar. The lashon of the Rosh when he brings this Yeshayimim is that Yeshayimim you need bishul, but it's enough that the bishul was b'shasa tarevus. What's the nekudas hamachlekes? So it could be the argument, the issue of Chayz Zimenei. The Ra'a held that it's not Chayz Zimenei, like we're saying in the Rosh. Once something is bottled, even if later it became a Chatif L'Iskabah, it's not Chayz Zimenei. So when you put these three pieces of chicken in the pot, it wasn't Mavushal, then even though later, later on, it wasn't as Vashal, but it's already bottled. It's not chayzer in there. Mashen came the Yesh Mefarshim and the Rosh. Maybe they don't hold from chayzer. They hold that is chayzer in there. They hold that it is chayzer in there, and therefore they hold that it's enough that it was nispashel im a chaticha shel heter. So even though lechatchila when you put them in the pot and you lost track of which one is which, so it was bottled because it wasn't yet mulushul, it wasn't yet chaticha u'lis kabin. But so what? But later when you cook them, it becomes a chaticha u'lis kabin. It's chayzer v'neir. Okay, 5 minutes. Let's just finish the tesis. So we say we finish the sugya. in Tayma. Okay, and the narrow lines in Tosfos, the third to last of the narrow lines. In Tayma. The mash ma'ocha, the chatichas nevela loy batur. Say, state in Gemara. We've heard Basin, Mesechus, and the Zohar mash ma'ocha, to be tailor. The poor chaitan amaika choshev, idor, but she be minin chashosh choshev, listing on the chatichas nevela. The Yisuri Hanoka choshev, listing on the chutz chomis for Pesach. Mishani the party is like Dover Shiva Minion, we see Hano. Mufash Nami Hosum, Dariel Assum, and Yuti Dover Shiva Minion, the Lavi Suriano, Inami Suriano, the Lav Dover Shiva Minion. Toys like Hatil and the slip shot in that Gemara, party coming means that you need. The Gemara I told you before. The Mishnah lists a whole bunch of things, and they're all Isuri Hano that are Dover Shiva Minion. So the Gemara says, what's the Nakud of you? If it's Dover Shiva Minion, Kachoshev, so let it say Bosud, let it say Chatichas Nevela, because that's also Dover Shiva Minion, Israel is Kabir. So it's like a Dover Shiva Minion or. And if Yisrael Hanoka Choshev, let us say Chomes B'Pesach, Moran says Tati Ketoni. So Tosfos understood that Tati Ketoni means that you need both. In order not to be both, it has to be a Chaticha Rulis Gavet and Yisrael Hanoka. So B'Pshuta is Mashba that a Bosan Avela then is bottle. Is bottle. And Tosfos doesn't want to say it's Mechlekes Tanon, that our Mishnah argues in that Mishnah. Later on, that's when he's going to be forced to say that. Right now, he doesn't want to be so able to. So it says in that Mishnah, you need Tati. So how can our Mishnah say that Chatichu is Kabbat of Nevela, which is not Yisrael Hano, that it's bottle? So Tosfos' first answer is V'Yishleim the Hosan Lekamir Elo Dolei Ayri Lutana the Masnisim the Hosan. V'Lav Mishum Desover the Bottle. That the Mishnah doesn't mean that you need both in order not to be bottle. The Mishnah is talking about Yisrael Hano and is saying that Yisrael Hano, even Yisrael Hano, need to be a Dover Choshev in order not to be bottle. But not that you need to be in Yisrael Hano not to be bottle. Even if you're in Yisrael Hano, your bottle, unless you're Dover Shav, you're Dover Shav Minyan. But Dover Shav Minyan alone is enough. V'adomer l'mutei l'miyutei, I, the Loshna of the Gemara, is l'miyutei. Doesn't mean l'miyutei that it's m'maited, that doesn't have the din, that it's not bottle. It's m'maited that it's not in the list of the Mishnah. V'hainu l'miyutei, v'ichoshu l'miyutei. Right, l'miyutei just means that we're not talking about it. V'chai gav n'yesh b'erish perikamet b'bakamo, the minyon of the mastis l'miyutei d'rabchia, v'drabchia l'miyutei d'rabayshia. By the obvious Nezikim, Vloimishin the Pligi, Zomachlekes, everybody agrees there's such a thing as Ganav and Gazlan. But are you going on my list of obvious Nezikim? That's different kinds of lists. I will kush it. There's a problem. The Chiporachasim will list me Nami Chatichas Nevelo, Amaile Mishani, the Leitonale Mishum the Kratonale Hochab Masnison. Can the Mishani Hosim, Hod the Porachasim, list me Nami Gaisi Prach, Vimani Bidan, Mishani Atonale Hosim Arela Orla. He says, a new problem. The Gemara there in the Hemshech, after this piece that I just told you, the Gemara asks, why didn't the Mishnah count Rimaini Prach and Rimaini Bedan and Agaisi Prach? Those are Kilei Kerem, they're also Bano, and they're Dover Shiva Minyan. Even more, it's a Shish Dvar. So they should be on the list. So the Gemara answers that the Mishnah doesn't count things that already told me in other Mishnahs. That already says in the Mishnah, it doesn't have to say it again in the Mishnah in Avodah Zar. So Tosfos, so what does the Gemara want from the Vela? You know why I didn't say Bosan Vela? Because it says in a Chulam. Chatichas Dag Tomei or in the Vela. It says in a Chulam that a Chatichas in the Vela is not Botel. So it's a Shkash in the Gemara. What does the Gemara want from a Chatichas in the Vela? I think the Oymek of the question is also, Chari can answer Poshit. That Gemara comes later. Maybe the Gemara didn't know that yet. I think when the Gemara asked that it should say Bosan Avela, it didn't know yet this Yisai, that it doesn't tell me things that are said elsewhere. Later on, the Gemara asked Magoizi Prach, and the Gemara is Mechadish, that Yisai, so what's so terrible in the Gemara? The answer is, but once the Gemara knows that Yisai, why originally we asked, if Dover should be Minyan Kachoshev, listening in Avela. So, and if Yisai Hano Kachoshev, listening Yisai, let us say, Chomets V'Pesach. So the Gemara's answer was Tati Ketoni. But once you're telling me that Bosan Avela is not a kasha altogether because it doesn't say things that are already said elsewhere, so why not say la'olam? Let's be chazir. Why not say la'olam? The Mishnah is counting Dorm Shiva Minyan. So why didn't it say Nevela? Because Nevela already says. So we don't need the Tartik Tani, but it's not Mashal Gemara. They're being chazir from the Tartik Tani. V'yishleim v'dachi parachasim. But listening now, mechatich and Nevela means like this. V'yimishun d'chatana le'ocha. Let us say Nevela. Elam Aygan say no. It doesn't say Nevela because it already says in Nechula. Shem came loy listening to chatichas basu becholov came and kashmina hocha the chatichas sisu loy betela shem David Dovah shem minyan. The same way, the Gemara means like this. The Gemara means mimonoshuch. If it's asked, you're telling me if you want to suggest that it didn't say nevela in that Mishnah, Because Nevel already says in Chulin, then why didn't the Mishnah say Basar B'Cholov? Basar B'Cholov also says in Chulin. Because it's the same, you said, why Basar B'Cholov is, it's not bottle because it's Basar B'Cholov. It's not bottle because it's a Dovah Shib Minyan. And Dovah Shib, because it's a Chaticha Ril is Kavod. And Chaticha Ril is Kavod already says by us. Umishani, so then what's the Gemara's answer? Gahitana Tati Isle. Ulepeirish Zeh, Tzorech Lefarish, Peirish now says like this, according to this, what he just said, we have to be chayzer from what we said before. The tartik tani just means doesn't mean that you need tartik. Tartik tani just means we're not talking about. Please know the perish there. We have to be chayzer, and tartik tani means that you need both things in order not to be bottle. Why does that follow? He's saying there's a step here in the logic that Tosha doesn't spell out. Tosha originally said tartik tani doesn't mean you need tartik. It's just the mission is only talking about tartik. Then Tosha said a different question. What's more bothered by Nevela? Nevela already says in Chulin. So Tosha answers, yeah, but it says Basar B'Cholov. So Mars means if you want to tell me, if you would try to answer that it didn't say Nevela because it already said Nevela in Chulin, so why did it say Basar B'Cholov? That's the Pshat in the Gemara. So Tosha says, oh, so now we have to change the Pshat in Tartik Tani. There's a step in the logic that's missing. Why do we have to change now the Pshat in Tartik Tani? What does one thing have to do with the other? The pshat is like this. Because now we really have a problem. Why taka did the Mishnah say Basar B'Cholov? I'll leave it to Emes, why did it say Basar B'Cholov? Basar B'Cholov already says in Chulin. The Gemara over there says that the Mishnah doesn't count things that it already said. Well, it already said the Din of Chaticha Ril is Kavod. It says it in our Mishnah. So why does the Mishnah over there say Basar B'Cholov? That's taka kasha. It says Basar B'Cholov. We know Basar B'Cholov. Because Basar B'Cholov at the end of the day is a chaticha, it's isur enough for good measure, but it already says that it's. But we know chaticha is kav. We know that a chaticha is kav is not bottle. So if we already know it's not bottle, why would the Mishnah have to say it over there? Why would the Mishnah over there have to say it? Al korchach, you have to say that Mishnah holds that Mishnah is chelak on our Mishnah. And Mishnah holds a chaticha ril is kavod is taka not bottle. But that Mishnah holds that's not true. A chaticha ril is kavod is bottle unless it's also isuri hanot. So therefore, it had to say Basar B'Cholov. It can't rely on our Mishnah because it doesn't hold from our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah is wrong, according to that Tana. That Tana holds that a chaticha ril is kavod and the veil is bottle. Only Basar B'Cholov is not bottle. So that really had to say. That's this missing step in the logic here. Well, the payer said, "Sarach lefarish dovish shibeminyan v'lisurah no bottle ve'alu tana." Now we have to say that tana really holds that dovish shibeminyan is bottle unless it's in the isurah no. Well, lekach and it's chaylik in that tana. Well, lekach leino katel chatiches basu becholav u'polag atana da'ach. The strange thing is that if you look in places over there in Avodah Zarah, places. Taisvis. First of all, he says like Taisvis, the Tartik Tani doesn't mean that you need both. It just means the Tana is only talking about both. And then he asks the Kasha, what does the word want from the Velo? It already says in the Velo in Chulun. Same as Taisvis. And he answers that the Gemara means. But it said Basar B'Cholov, so if it said Basar B'Cholov, let it say Nevela too. Basar B'Cholov didn't rely on the Mishnah in Chulin. And he says the answer that's his answer. But he's not Chayzer from the Pshat about Tartik Tani. This last line of Tosis over there in Avodah Zarah doesn't have. Tosis in Avodah Zarah holds that Tartik Tani in the Maskana. Tartik Tani means not that you really need both. The Mishnah is only talking about when you have both, but you don't need to have both. On the one hand, but on the other hand, Taisha says that when the Gemara asked listening Nami Nevela, the Gemara couldn't answer that it says in Chulin because then Basar B'Cholov shouldn't say either. But Taisha leaves dangling the question. So then, bottom line, why does it say Basar B'Cholov? It already said Basar B'Cholov in Chulin. Anybody by any chance have a Gemara B'Cholov? Yeah. I don't know. Sarachian. That last step in the logic, Tosfos over there doesn't take. Sounds like Simachakis, but somehow Tosfos over there holds it doesn't follow. You could hold that Tartikitani means just the time is only counting things that are, you know, the double ones, but not that you need to have Tarti. And you could still. And the Gemara's kasha about Nevela was, why didn't it say Nevela? It says it already in Chulin, but it says Vasa B'chol. No, it's Tosfos over there seems to hold that since that mission is looking for double cases, not that you need double cases, but the mission is talking about double cases, the Tarti kind of cases. So therefore, even though in our mission it says that in the Chaticha Yul is Kavod is not bottle, it still tells me the case of Basar B'cholov, because even though we already know Chaticha Yul is Kavod is not bottle, but there the Mishnah wants to tell me, but Basar B'cholov is a double dip. It's a Chaticha Yul is Kavod, and it's also B'hano, and those are the kind of cases that we're listing. So it gets to be mentioned, even though it already says by us, because by us it's not a Tartik Toni, it's a Nevela, it's not a Yisrael Noah. So it says it there, even though we know Chaticha Yul is Kavod, it's not Botel. But since that Mishnah is listing cases that are Yisrael Noah and Dovah Sheva Minyan, so it gets to be listed even though it already says in the Mishnah elsewhere. Because Yiprach, those are Tarti even in Orlo. Those are Tartik Toni even in Orlo, the Yisrael Noah and the Chaticha Yul is Kavod. So those don't get to be listed. But Basar B'cholov, even though it says it in Chulin, but in Chulin it only says Chaticha Yul is Kavod, that's not Yisrael. Now it's listing Chaticha Yul is Kavod when it is in Yisrael. And that just doesn't like that, because at the end of the day, if I already know Chaticha Yul is Kavod is not bottle, so then what's the chiddush that it's not bottle if it's Yisrael? I don't know what's the pshat. I mean, that's what is. That's the bedrock. But I don't know if there's anything further over here. It could be it has to do, but I don't see any indication in the lashon of Tosfos over there. It could be that it has to do with what's the pshat of Tartik Toni altogether. If you were to learn that Tartik Toni means not that you need Tarti, but the Tana is only listing Tarti, like Tosfos originally thought by us, and like he seems to think in Avodah Zarah even in the Maskana. So the answer is Avodah Zarah. If Chaticha Yul is Kavod by itself is not bottle, so why is the Mishnah listing the Tartis? Like to what point and purpose? Tosfos over there also speaks out, Yisuri Hano are bottle. There's no din that Yisuri Hano are not bottle. Yisuri Hano are bottle. We have many cases Yisuri Hano are bottle. Dvarim Shebiminyan are not bottle. So what's that? The Mishnah is listing things that are Yisuri Hano and Dvarim Shebiminyan. The Yisuri Hano is not Lulim Rav Lemur. Yisuri Hano are bottle. Dvarim Shebiminyan are not bottle, even by themselves. So what's even the point of listing Tartik Tani? So Tosfos over there doesn't say. Tosfos but us doesn't say. It's Tartik Tani. It's talking about the cases that are Tartik. Not to exclude other cases, like he brings it like the Chavdalet Ovis Nezikin, the Gimel Ovis Nezikin. It's not to exclude other cases, but we have this little list over here of the cases that are also Yisrael. I know for some reason that's what we put on our list. It's a little bit of Mugnazah. In the Rashbi and Yevomis, the Rashman of Adizara. So the Rashman of Adizara, I have to look inside because I didn't go into this so carefully. I was busy with the rush. But I think he brings it, I said it before also. It's not Stam the Mishnah only wants to list cases that are Tarti for no particular reason. The Mishnah wants to tell me that even though these are Yisuri Hano, that's not enough. It's only bottle because it's also Dovah Shiva Minyan. Because the Mishnah is looking for cases that are specifically Yisuri Hanoah, because it wants to tell me the point that even Yisuri Hanoah are only not bottled with Rechaticha Yul is Kavod or Dovah Sheva Minyan. That's really a different niggun. That's Stam, we're saying cases of Tarti arbitrarily. We're saying cases of Tarti for a reason, because we want to make the point that Hagam that it's in Yisuri Hanoah, that's not enough, it also has to be a Dovah Sheva Minyan. If that's the way you say the Nusuch, that's the way you say it, then it could be that even though we already know from our Mishnah that Chaticha Yul is Kavod is not bottle, it still wants to tell me over there the Din of Basar B'cholov, because it wants to tell me that even though it's also B'hanoah, but it's only not bottle because it's a Chaticha Yul is Kavod. But that's the whole point of Tartik Toni. So then it could be, yes, of course I know from our Gemara that Chaticha Yul is Kavod is not, I know from our Mishnah that Chaticha Yul is Kavod is not bottle. But the point of the Mishnah over there is to tell me that even Yisuri Hano have to be a Chaticha Yul is Kavod. So that's really the point. So it's listing all the Yisuri Hano And it's telling me that's out of shava shebem, that agam the risur ano, the reason why they're not bottled is because the chaticha real is kabel, adov shebem minyan. So then there's a reason to say basa b'cholav, to tell me that even basa b'cholav, which is awesome ano, is only not bottled because it's a chaticha real is kabel. So maybe that's the place of the Avodah Zarah also. Agam, his Lashon doesn't bear that out, but I don't see any indication. That's why I wanted to see the Gemara and the Tosfos inside. He doesn't say that knetch, that extra knetch. He just says like Tosfos b'Avos. Tartik Toni, it doesn't mean to the exclusion of anything. It doesn't mean to the exclusion of anything else. Yeah, and even brings the Marba Bakama about the Chavdalad of his Nesikin. It's not Mashkar he holds like that he means that. Yeah, lay there. I don't know. Okay, we'll stop here. So the next thing, we're going now into the Sugya of Chaticha Nas Nevela, deep Sugya. Tomorrow I'm not going to say Shia, so I'm going to give them 2 days to get into the Sugya, try to do just Gemara Shetosis as much as you can. And hopefully we'll have the Shia to describe it. We'll have to
Rabbi, you also say, if I heard also, that even though...